You're listening to an African Elements top news story for June 12, 2026. Please visit our website at africanelements.org for more daily news. How the Tennessee voting rights battle erases black power. The struggle for equal representation in the American South has always been fought on multiple fronts. In June 2026, a critical new front opened in the state of Tennessee. The Tennessee State Conference of the NAACP filed a federal motion to block the newly enacted congressional map of the state. Civil rights advocates argue that this map represents unconstitutional racial gerrymandering. They contend that the map intentionally dilutes the voting power of black residents. This high-stakes legal challenge is unfolding during a period of significant shift in federal voting rights protections. To understand the gravity of this contemporary battle, one must look beyond the immediate headlines. The current map is the result of a sudden legislative push following a major decision by the United States Supreme Court. In the spring of 2026, the High Court handed down a ruling that weakened federal protections for minority voters. Within days, state leaders in Tennessee acted to redraw district boundaries. This action dismantled a historic stronghold of black political power in Memphis. Yet this conflict is not an isolated event. It is part of a much older struggle over who gets counted, who gets heard, and who gets to hold power. From the historic courtroom battles of the 20th century to the legacy of Jim Crow disenfranchisement, Tennessee has a complex relationship with democracy. By tracing the history behind the headlines, it becomes clear how the modern map reflects a long legacy of structural exclusion. This article explores the legal, historical, and social forces that have shaped this high-stakes voting rights battle. The immediate cause of this modern political crisis began in May 2026. Governor Bill Lee called a special session of the Tennessee legislature. Republican lawmakers quickly passed a new congressional map, which the governor signed on May 7, 2026. This rapid legislative action occurred just days after a major United States Supreme Court decision shifted the national landscape of redistricting law. The new map dismantled the 9th Congressional District, which was centered in Memphis. For decades, this district stood as the only majority-minority congressional seat in Tennessee. It was also a safe seat for the Democratic Party. To dilute this concentration of black voters, state lawmakers split Memphis into three separate pieces. This process is known as cracking, in redistricting terms. By carving up the city, mapmakers distributed the black electorate across three overwhelmingly white and rural districts. As a result, conservative candidates are now positioned to win all 9 congressional seats in the state. Civil rights groups immediately called this a major blow to black political representation. The legal tools that civil rights groups use to fight gerrymandering today were created in Tennessee. More than 60 years ago, the state became ground zero for a historic voting rights battle. By the late 1950s, the state legislature had not redrawn its legislative maps since 1901. Over those 60 years, the demographics of the state changed population-wise. Hundreds of thousands of citizens, including many black families, moved from rural farming counties to urban centers like Memphis and Nashville. Yet the rural-dominated legislature refused to redraw the districts because they wanted to maintain their political power. This refusal created a massive imbalance in the value of individual votes. For example, a single vote in rural Chester County had several times the weight of a vote in urban Shelby County. This severe inequality prompted Charles Baker, a local mayor in Shelby County, to sue the state. In 1962, the U.S. Supreme Court issued its landmark ruling in Baker v. Carr. The court decided that federal courts have the authority to review state redistricting maps. This decision established the famous legal principle of one person, one vote. Historically, efforts to suppress the black vote have relied on such structural inequalities, making this legal tool vital. The 9th Congressional District has long been a powerful monument to black political power in the South. In 1974, Harold Ford Sr. made history by winning election to the United States House of Representatives. He became the first African American from Tennessee to serve in Congress. His victory broke a long, painful era of total exclusion that had lasted since the end of Reconstruction. For 22 years, he represented the people of Memphis and championed the interests of minority communities. His son, Harold Ford Jr., succeeded him in 1996, marking a unique moment in congressional history. In 2006, Steve Cohen, a white Democratic politician, won the seat in a highly competitive primary. Although some wondered if a white representative could serve a majority black district, Cohen built a lasting coalition. He consistently supported progressive policies and fought for civil rights. Cohen earned the trust of black voters and represented the district for 20 years. He announced his retirement only after the legislature dismantled this historic district in May 2026. The current fight over congressional boundaries is deeply connected to a century-long legacy of exclusion. In 1867, Tennessee became the first former Confederate state to grant black men the right to vote. However, white conservative lawmakers quickly organized a backlash to regain power. After the withdrawal of federal troops, the state passed some of the first Jim Crow laws in the nation. These laws legalized racial segregation and laid the groundwork for systematic disenfranchisement. To strip black citizens of their voting power, the state created several structural obstacles. These hurdles included poll taxes, literacy tests, and highly complex registration systems. In counties where black residents were the majority, political participation was met with economic retaliation and physical violence. The system of federalism left election administration in state hands, allowing these local abuses to persist. Today, civil rights groups argue that the state is using modern redistricting methods to achieve the same historical goal of reducing black political influence. Modern voting laws in Tennessee continue to keep many black citizens from participating in democracy. The state maintains some of the most restrictive laws in the nation for restoring voting rights to individuals with past felony convictions. This system has a devastating impact on the black community. Studies show that more than 21% of the black voting age population in Tennessee is currently disenfranchised. This rate is among the highest in the country. This voting rights restoration process is considered highly wealth biased. Before individuals can petition to regain their voting rights, they must pay all outstanding court costs, fines, and fees from their sentencing. They must also fully pay off all victim restitution and be current on all child support obligations. These financial demands act as a modern-day poll tax. Wealthy individuals can easily pay these debts to regain their voting rights, while low-income citizens are locked out of the democratic process permanently. The dismantling of the Memphis district in 2026 was not an isolated event. It followed a clear blueprint developed by state lawmakers during the 2022 redistricting cycle. In 2022, the legislature targeted Davidson County, which contains the city of Nashville. Nashville was a rapidly growing, diverse, and reliably Democratic city. Historically, the entire county was kept within a single congressional district to preserve its community of interest. However, the state legislature decided to split Davidson County into three separate congressional districts. This action reduced the black voting age population to between 10 and 17% in each new district. As a direct result of this cracking, the historically safe Democratic seat flipped to a conservative Republican in the next election. This successful political strategy in Nashville provided the exact model that lawmakers used to target Memphis in 2026. The immediate legal catalyst for the 2026 redistricting session was a major U.S. Supreme Court decision. On April 29, 2026, the court ruled in the case of Louisiana versus Calais. In a 6-3 decision, the court struck down Louisiana's congressional map, which had added a second majority black district. The state had drawn that map to resolve a previous violation of Section 2 of the Voting Rights Act. However, the Supreme Court ruled that using race as the primary factor in drawing district lines violates the 14th Amendment. This decision severely weakened Section 2 of the Voting Rights Act, which protects minority voters from vote dilution. It created a broad legal loophole for mapmakers. State legislatures can now defend discriminatory maps by claiming they drew the lines for partisan advantage rather than racial bias. Prominent conservative leaders immediately urged Tennessee lawmakers to use this new precedent to dismantle the black majority district in Memphis. In response to the new maps, the NAACP and other civil rights groups filed a federal lawsuit in June 2026. They also filed a motion for a preliminary injunction to block the map before the upcoming midterm elections. A preliminary injunction is an extraordinary legal remedy designed to preserve the existing districts while the court makes a final decision on the case. To secure this injunction, the NAACP must prove that voters will suffer irreparable harm if the new map is used. They must also show a strong likelihood of winning the lawsuit on its merits. Meanwhile, the state has tried to dismiss the case by claiming sovereign immunity. This legal doctrine generally protects state governments from being sued in court without their consent. However, the Civil Rights Coalition argues that federal courts have a duty to stop ongoing constitutional violations. This trial will have profound consequences for representation in the South. Copyright, African Elements.